Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pull right in. We got a lift open for you. In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Ryan, join. Join in. Wow, I sound like I'm echoing. Good morning, Richmond. Am I still there? Are we on? Don't hear anything. All right, so I can't hear myself, but we're here. Today, this is In the Garage. Stan, Robbie, and Ryan. Ryan's our advanced auto parts rep, the man. Brings all our parts to us. We always talk about him. You know, the show is sponsored by Advanced Auto Parts, and they basically get all of our parts anytime we need them. And I talk about that, and sponsors don't really pay us to be here. What sponsors do is help pay for the showtime. There's airtime you have to pay for here. So that's why we have sponsors, if you hear us say that. So, that being said, Jeff Katz is not here this morning. It's just us three people that are going to be touching buttons and getting in trouble. And Adam, if we're lucky, will not call the police on us.
I'll
do my best.
I know what everybody's thinking. Like, after last time and all the mess that Jeff had to clean up, why'd they let him go in there again without Jeff? Well, they didn't. We broke in. Sorry about your luck.
Yeah, we really don't have a key, so this is another thing we've been talking about. And so Jeff actually won an award.
Mm-hmm.
So he won an award for the humanitarian award up in New York from Talkers. Huge, just added to his list, right? He's got, I mean, if you've ever been up to his man shed, it's just loaded with like millions of like pictures and coins and gavels from certain judges and like cool stuff. So he's earned it all, but he won't be here today. So you won't get his great voice and his great jokes, but you'll get us. We're still here. So yeah, In the Garage. I guess we ought to do an introduction. In the Garage with Stan Andruski. That's me. Of course, Jeff calls me the car whisperer. Mm-hmm. Or Robbie,
car whisperer.
I don't feel like I'm that, but you know, people say it. He thinks I am. I fix a lot of cars. That's what I'm good at. And I try to help people. And I try to bring up our crew, which we got a new A-Tech this week. So yep. You guys who are applying, continue to apply. We still need more. We like to keep a Rolodex because we're looking for our second shop.
Over at Certified Auto Repair.
Yep. Certified Auto Repair. It's 8401 Oakview Avenue in Henrico, Virginia. Jeff likes to say it's the lakeside. It's kind of in between Lakeside and close to Glen Allen.
I don't know whose week it is, but it's right by the
Lidl. And Ryan, what do you say about the store? What would you call that store that you drive by once a week to come see us? The little store in the Lidl?
Lidl. So it's Jeff's week.
I guess it's Jeff's week.
It's Jeff's week.
Yeah. Well, last week was Pete's week. Pete from Britain.
What's your surname?
He was funny. He's actually a really good guy. So, the number of it certified is 804-553-9777. 804-553-9777. Open Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock until 5:30.
And to get on the show now, 833-804-1140.
Thank you, Robbie. That's what we do here, right? So the whole idea behind the show was we were going to get on, we were going to answer questions, any kind of car questions, maintenance, warning lights, what noises, whatever's going on with your car. Don't know why I did that, but that's a noise that you could hear sometimes.
Let the whisperer step in and take over.
The whisperer and Robbie. So Robbie's an A-tech as well. I don't know if he's A-plus tech. We'll have to ask. Jeff made that category up. We'll have to ask him later. So, you know, when he was announcing it or asking over the radio for for technicians to apply, he kept saying, you know, you don't have to be an A-plus tech. You can just be an A tech. But no, we truly were very lucky. We filled that spot very quick. Mm-hmm. We'll be looking for more, as I said. So feel free to drop off applications. Also, all parts, please. Yep. We have all of our positions are always, we like to meet new service advisors, store managers, technicians, parts managers. We're always looking for those. And we always keep, we always accept applications.
Keep the Rolodex full.
Yes. Yes. So, all right. With that being said, Ryan, I want to talk a little bit about, so a lot of the people out here don't know like what you do. So you're the Vance Auto Parts guy. We talk about him. He pretty much stands, he don't sit down. No. He looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more handsome, but like his.
I don't want to make him mad.
No, you don't want to upset him. So he stands over here. So Ryan, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at Vance when you come to see us every week?
So mostly what I do, I'm the liaison between commercial customers and Advance Auto Parts. So anybody that needs something from Advance, needs it delivered during the day, the stuff that you guys are working on. So I make sure that accounts are happy, they get the parts when they need to, stores are being taken care of, that type of thing. So I take all the roadblocks away from my owners so they can run their business, take roadblocks away from the stores so that they can deliver parts and...
And much more than that. Much more than that.
Yeah. Every time there's an issue, I know I can call Ryan. It's going to get done right then. It's not miss a phone call, don't hear back. He calls you back as soon as he can. So we do appreciate that.
Yeah. There's a lot of parts people out there that are trying to be like Ryan. They're just not, to be quite honest. It's important for us to be able to get parts in a timely manner, take care of our customers. If there's any issues with those parts, and there are sometimes, or even if it's not an issue with the part, not being able to get the part, the logistics of it all, any equipment we need. The thing about Ryan is I do research on a lot of the equipment, but he digs in. He gets in deep. He knows the people who make the equipment. So if we need a new tire balancer, a new, oil burner, which we got, you know, we could reuse our oil. That was one of the first things he ever brought over to our attention. We got that. Scanners, all the new scanners, mm-hmm. updates for the scanners, all that stuff. He just keeps in touch. If there's an issue with any of that stuff, I'm like, hey, Ryan, I don't even know how to do this on the scanner. And that's kind of our job, but sometimes these scanners can be hard. He's got a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ryan, can you, yeah, I got a guy. Hey, Ryan, can we, got a guy.
I'll have him call you.
Next thing I know, something's being done. So, yeah, we do appreciate you, Ryan. But just so you guys know, everybody that's listening, the commercial side's a lot different than when you just walk into like Advance and you're trying to buy something. It's just a complete different world. We have to offer warranties. Advance offers a great warranty. Helps us offer a 2-year, 24,000 mile warranty at certified auto repair. That's almost unheard of in the industry, but it's starting to come more and more, especially right. in the Richmond area. I mean, I know you've had helped a lot of shops get in that program as well, but that started with you guys.
I think it's becoming more and more commonplace. Good. I mean, I know that some of your larger national brands have it.
Yeah.
But the idea is to give independent shop owners that have one shop, two shops, three shops, the ability to offer that nationwide warranty with a network of other shops that are all over the country.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's helped. It's helped a lot because it allows us to do that. I mean, we're talking about tows, jump starts, flat tires.
Right.
Nationwide. So you go to the beach and you just had a water pump put on, or you put one on a year ago, and God forbid something happens to it. You know, you can call the number, get it towed to the nearest shop that's in our network, and they're going to look at it and fix it and warranty and get you back on the road. Now, if it's even if you've just had an oil change at our shop, we give them that towing service.
Correct.
Yeah, for up to 2 years. So it's pretty cool
yep.
to offer that. So anyway, guys, like I said, we're here to answer the questions for y'all. So don't be afraid to call in. We have women call in all the time. So ladies, hit us up if you have questions.
833-804-1140.
833-804-1140. We're going to do our trivia question in just a couple moments. I'm going to let Ryan from Advance do that. We talked about it last night. I thought he was kidding with me. We got into Ford. Of course, it turned into a Ford debate because I'm outnumbered this morning, guys. So I'm not going to go into the Fords because Ryan pulled in with like an 18-wheeler looking F-150 or 450. Or I don't know what this thing is. It's got an air horn. I about jumped out of my seat, choked on my coffee.
Stan's not used to seeing a real truck, guys. He drives a Chevy.
Well, yeah, I see Robbie's every day. So
yeah,
I'm not really. But anyway, so I'm outnumbered on that. I'm not going to take that tone. But yeah, so, and we're also going to talk about, after the break, we're going to talk about, basically, we're talking about parts, but why customer-supplied parts are such a problem in the industry for us. And Ryan may or may not have a whole lot to say about that, but for us, we do because, having Ryan and having Advance and these other suppliers, who are unnamed because they're not as cool, or not as good. But having those people there, if there is an issue, we can call them and get another part relatively quickly. I mean, they will bend over backwards to get us something. And so, you know, we like doing that, and it helps us to have that. So we'll get into that after the break. And Stacy, I see that you're holding on line one, and we will get to you right after the break. You are in the garage with Stan Andrewski. Hey, we're doing good. We're not in any trouble. We got a couple people calling, a couple Facebook messages. So we're doing well, y'all. Welcome to In the Garage again with Stan, Robbie, and Ryan and this Ryan. Morning. We have no Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz, as I said, got a heck of an award, humanitarian award up there in New York. New York. Want to try, Ryan?
New York.
That's the best one. See, okay. Our guests are beating our butts with this stuff. So great job. So
wait till we get to the car.
One, two, three, four. Tunes. Oh, the car tunes are going to be great. We have a little bit of a twist on that today, too. Y'all going to like that. So, all right. We have Stacy on the line. She's got a question about a Ford Taurus, 2004 Taurus. So I just want to say good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
How can I help you this morning? Welcome to In the Garage.
Is Oliver Stacy.
Oliver Stacy. Well, that's because I don't know how to read the phone. Sorry, Oliver.
That's okay, but not a girl. Anyway.
No, you're not. I can tell. Good morning. Sorry about that.
That's okay, buddy. I've got two issues with my mother's car. The alternator, you know, she come down and lives an hour away, so they had to get the jump start over at the Wawa to make it to the house. Luckily, a friend of hers is over there, but I put the voltmeter on there, and while it's running, 12 and a half, I'm like, this thing needs an alternator. So I drove home. I charged the battery overnight. Took about 24-30 hours to get it back up. And then it charged up. It's 14.25. And I let it sit there and warm up. And then when them fans come on, you know, at the radiator, that joker went down to 13.3. And I turned the air conditioner on, that joker went down to 12.5.
Yeah, that's
so
what
I'm pretty sure I need.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure I need an alternator on.
Well, it's so the initial problem was it was just dead, and you had a jump starter, correct?
Yes, when she drove it from Emporia to Chester,
okay,
and she stopped at Wawa to get some gas, she had to get a jump.
So, Oliver, no red lights on, like the battery light, alternator light, nothing like that while she was driving.
She didn't notice, and sure. I haven't seen them.
Sure. Okay. So you could be, the first thing is to check your battery cables always. And the way you test them is you don't look at them. You grab hold of them and you try to move them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yank on them.
Yes.
Yank on them from the motor and everything else. Yes, sir.
So you've already done that. So, yeah, I mean, you may be right on the verge of needing an alternator. The thing is, when you put that kind of load on, a lot of times it will drop down and you might only have 1 or 2 volts above that, especially if you put the wipers on, headlights. So, you know, you could also, though, if it happened after a long drive, most likely it's an alternator. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very hard to say anything else. If it happens while it sits for a while, it could be a draw or something that's pulling on it. So, yeah, I would definitely say you're correct. You could have it tested, though, and you did correct by starting it up and charging it first. You could still get a load test on it, but if you're just looking to do it yourself, I would say that you're right on the verge of needing it. I mean, you know, it's hard for me to say without testing. It's not dead for sure.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's not dead for sure. But sounds like you've made the right, like you've taken the right diagnostic steps. That's the same type of stuff that we would do.
I have seen
here's
where.
Here's the issue.
Go ahead.
Here's another issue. There's a 3.0 24-valve Duratec BOHC, and I got the looking around, man, this must be the hardest alternator in the world to replace.
Ah, because those engines, some are 12-valve, some are 24.
So it's the V motor. Yeah, it's not the U motor. So they are.
Way down there at the bottom on the passenger side over there.
Yes.
Up against the firewall, talking about taking out the CV joint.
Yeah, even as a technician, we did not We did not like doing those jobs. It's 110 millimeters, very hard to get to on that. So, I mean, if it's over, two things you may do here. One, if you want to try it yourself, Oliver, you could just dig in and get down in there. You do want to check all the wiring to it first, make sure nothing's loose, including the back of the alternator. Any of that can cause it to not charge fully. Second thing I would do is if you're not comfortable doing that kind of repair, definitely get it to a reputable shop. You know, you have Certified. We talk about us all the time. There's other reputable shops out there, and have somebody who can kind of help you diagnose a little bit further, maybe even put, I mean, we have Tyler loves to put the scope on ours to just double check the amperage draw and everything. So there are people that can go a step further than that to try to help you.
Okay, hang on with me now. I got two more little questions. First off, I done went and bought the alternator already from Advance.
Yeah, yeah.
From Advance, the $200 one, not the $180 one.
That's good. That's a good.
Remanufactured. Okay, so I called your fellow yesterday. I wanted to see a guesstimate on replacing the alternator.
Yeah.
And he, you know, because, I mean, I'm like, this is not a normal job.
Yeah.
You know, were we talking about $1,000? Were we talking about, and then I was like, can you install the part that I bought? And, of course, I didn't expect him to be able to install a customer's part.
And Mr. Oliver,
y'all talking about Advanced Auto Parts. It is Advanced Auto Parts.
It is, but there's
commercial. I don't know if I can return it. I might be able to return it since I haven't.
Yeah,
but you might end up with the same one.
Well, you might, but most likely not. They're commercial grade, but even still, even if it is the same one, what you're getting is most of these shops offer the warranty and the peace of mind. If they go bad, you're not going to have to worry about doing it again yourself. They're going to take care of that. So there's a lot behind it, and we're going to talk about that after the break. So thank you, Oliver. What we're going to talk about, and probably in between this and cartoons, because we've got the car trivia coming up in a second. But we're going to talk about. Why customer-provided parts is such a big deal in our industry and why it used to be more acceptable than it is now. There's a lot of different reasons to it. And it just, you can get in trouble when and if these parts fail very easily. And it doesn't matter who you get them from. It really doesn't. There could be the best parts in the world. You've never had one fail, and you could put it on and see it fail. It just happens.
Because it's new in a box doesn't mean it's good.
Correct. So, all right, now we're going to go to...
trivia question.
No, we have. Well, no. All right. We're gonna. Well, that's what we'll do. Yeah, we'll do the trivia question. We'll have Ryan give the trivia question, so it's out of the way. And then we'll get to these other two callers. I see Henry, and I can't see the other name. Looks like Jonathan. Is that Jonathan Adam? All right. Oh, I see it's right here in front of me on the screen too. See, Adam, you're the man.
Pushing buttons, you'd be able to see it.
Pushing everything. So, all right. So, this is a trivia question. Of course, the winner this week is going to get the car wash kit from Advance Auto Parts. You're going to get a free oil change from Certified Auto Repair and Henrico. And what else are we going to do? Is that enough?
Yeah.
That's enough. That car wash kit's pretty macked out.
Yeah,
that's the Meguiar's
kit. It's a full-on
kit. All right, so
we'll
do a free oil change and a nice, beautiful car wash kit from Advance Auto Parts. Compliments of Ryan and Advance. Mm-hmm. So, Ryan, what you got for the trivia question?
So the trivia question today is, I'm looking for a vehicle that is held together by super glue.
I got this.
Ford.
It's
definitely
a
Ford.
Chevrolet.
And as we discovered yesterday, there are more than one vehicle on the road today that is held together by super glue.
Ah, interesting.
So
this ought to be
was
good,
this one of the originals, though? Wasn't that what this one was known for?
Yes.
And is it, let me ask you this, is it one of the big three usual car makers?
No.
Okay. So that will help because I know it's not the easiest.
The original car that was super glued together.
Sports car.
That was super glued together that is not from the big three.
Correct.
Car the original one was a Ford Mustang and an F-150.
I think it was a Camaro.
All right. So yeah, that we'll be doing that. We'll be taking calls. It's 833-804-1140. Mm-hmm. 833-804-1140. And right now we're going to get to Henry. This is not a trivia question. Henry, or it says Boyd in Richmond. So let's go with Boyd in Richmond about used car disposal. Boyd, you there? Good morning.
Yeah, I'm here with you. I know this is off theme for you because you're into fixing cars, but I have two old vehicles sitting in driveways that really are not going to be driven again. One of them, an 84 Suburban, four-wheel drive. It was how we got our kids around, and my wife doesn't want to get rid of it because it has bumper stickers from their swim teams or something like that, you know. But it has more lichen on it than granite stones up in the White Mountains. And I want to get rid of it in a way that has benefit for the most people. I know, you know, it can get crushed and go into a landfill, but there have to be parts in there that somebody who likes to fix old cars, I mean, if we lived in Cuba, they'd be all over it. They'd get another one of those old, what are your thoughts on getting rid of old vehicles in the responsible way?
Well, first, that 84 Suburban, I will tell you that there are a lot of them still out there, and people are looking for parts for those. So I wouldn't treat that the same as possibly the second car. The first one I would put on Facebook Marketplace, the Suburban, and you could put on there free to a good home, or you could put whatever you want. The Suburban would probably get you some money if it's on four wheels still, because a lot of parts and stuff you can't find for that truck anymore. You'll have some of those parts on there. I mean, it could be anything to a cigarette lighter, you know, the knob on the end of your gear shifter. There's a lot of stuff you can't find for that truck anymore that people may need or want. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing would be, Robbie?
I would go with either like a salvage yard, like Lacey's Auto Parts. They'll buy it, and they kind of recycle for parts. They don't just crush it. I think Brooks Auto Parts does the same.
Yeah.
They don't crush them. They recycle. So.
Yeah. You could pick them up. Yeah.
That would be the other two options for me. But I would start with Facebook Marketplace and try it.
Yep. All right, Boyd, thanks for the call.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot.
Good luck. Yes, sir. So, yeah, trivia question again. Go ahead, Ryan. What was it?
What was the original supercar that was held together by superglue?
I thought he was joking, you guys. I was laughing
at him.
I
already answered it. I mean, I want my car called.
If you Google it, it's going to say F-150.
No,
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The picture last night of you guys. It will say an F-150.
It'll say Chevette is what it will say.
It won't. All right. So, yeah. So after the break, we're going to get back. We'll have Jonathan and Glenn Allen on his BMW question. And the trivia this week, again, you have to call 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Brought to you by Certified Auto Repair and Vance Auto Parts. You're going to get a free oil change, and you're going to get a free car wash kit Meguiar's. You are in the garage with Stan Andruski. Oh, man. That voiceover guy is the man. You could call him Stan.
The Car Whisperer.
Yeah. So welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back in the garage. So what we were talking about was obviously the trivia question. If you have an answer to it, which performance car was held together by super glue? That's from Ryan at Advance Auto Parts. The prize this week is going to be car wash kit, full Meguiar's car wash kit from Advance, and then an oil change, your choice, synthetic, blend, full synthetic, whatever you want. We'll do it for you. And the number is, again, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You guys might want to get in on this because the calls are a little light as far as the trivia question goes. I think people are scared.
We won't yell at you like Jeff does.
We aren't going to say, wrong. So if you're scared, say you're scared. But perfect opportunity to win something for free. All right, so speaking of, not free, but speaking of parts, you know, the whole show's almost been focused around parts, and my lovely wife Megan suggested that we talk about customer-supplied parts because sometimes it's an issue, and a lot of the customers don't understand why. They come up, they go buy a part, trying to save a few dollars sometimes, you understand, and then they'll bring it in or it'll be an eBay part, and sometimes eBay parts are fine, sometimes they're not, but you'll bring us a part from somewhere. And the downfall, just so the listeners understand, the downfall to this is not, oh my gosh, the shop's just not making money, right? Because the truth is, yes, the shops do need parts to be able to make a little bit of money on, so otherwise we'd be out of business tomorrow.
Yeah, if you want a good shop that's going to do good work, does it right the first time, we do have overhead to pay.
Yeah, we get techs that are top-of-the-line techs, and they're not going to work for minimum wage. Ain't going to happen. So that's one of the reasons. Second reason, and probably the most important, is why we got out of doing it, was there is some liability there, right? So I don't even know if Ryan knows this, but if somebody brings us a set of brake pads from somebody else, not Advance, but just another supplier.
In general,
they bring us a set of brake pads. We look at it. We put those brake pads on. The brake pads fail. My mic just failed. The brake pads fail, and then they, say they're going down a road and something happens. The bonding comes off. I mean, we have seen this over time. There have been some issues with brake pads, factory and aftermarket pads, where the bonding will come off. And say, God forbid, it causes an accident or some kind of personal injury. At that point, we become the people who told them that part is acceptable. We're the professionals.
We're the ones.
So we're liable. Yep. We're liable for that. Whereas if we go to that, if we order that, even if it is the same part, which is what Boyd was talking about, not Boyd, Oliver was talking about, with alternator. Even if it is that same, very same part, and we put it on, but Advance sends us that alternator, if something were to happen in that case, they could be liable, not us, because they're the professionals that told us the parts were good. It's really weird, but that's how the law works. And then lastly, but certainly not least, for me, and I'll let you guys talk about it too, but for me, it's you get the part from the customer, you try to put it on, right? And it ends up being the wrong part, which is what Ryan was talking about. Then you have a technician who's being paid by the job. The car's up in the air. It's the wrong alternator. Like, talk about one that Oliver, a 3.5-hour job. You pulled the whole axle out. Now he can't make money on the next job.
Yep, the bay's tied up.
If that happens to us, we call Advance. They get us another one down immediately. And it's quick. And if we don't have another one, they'll run to different stores. They'll do whatever it takes. I mean, I've seen them buy it from a different supplier before to try to help us.
Well,
go to a different store and get us that alternator. So they'll do that. But, realistically, we are supposed to charge you for that time. Because the lift, business-wise, is taking... You're losing time every minute.
Yeah, and I never want to see that happen. That's why we don't do it. Is if you bring us a part and it's wrong, car's torn apart, sitting on the bay, I have to charge you by the hour that it sits there until you bring me another one.
Which will easily surpass any savings on the part. Very
exactly.
Quickly.
You're going to pay three times what it would have been if we'd have supplied it. So to make both parties happy, it's easier for us to take care of it. When I give you a price, that's what it is. Even if a part is wrong, that's on us. I'm still going to keep it the same. It's still our problem. So, in long story short, it's much easier or cheaper for the customer, because if you bring me something wrong, it hurts me in the heart, because I'm here to take care of people. I don't want to do anything wrong to somebody. But yeah. I can't let the technician not feed his family because of that.
Yeah. And we've talked about this with customers before. They've come in, they want, even when they ask, what part, what's the part number, what are you using? There's a lot of reasons we don't even discuss that. One of them is there's a lot of things that are legal that I'm not supposed to do, right? And there are a lot of things that I don't have to do it. And I don't have to do it. We have the best interest for the customer. Mm-hmm. So I had this conversation with one of the other. I said, you brought us your car for the last few years because you trust us, right? Have we ever done you wrong? No. Every time I come, I love it. Okay, so this is why you have to trust that we've been in a business long enough. We're the true experts. It's not the government. I've told people this before. It's not the Department of Transportation. Mm-hmm. Sure, they do studies on stuff outside and crashes and accidents. Comes to car repair, we're the experts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not just certified, but all of the major, I mean, we are a very reputable company that takes care of our customers and fixes cars right the first time. That's mm-hmm. what we do. And so, Ryan, what do you got to add to the parts? Customer bringing their own parts.
Well, I mean, I think having to redo the job over again is going to be a huge issue. So, I mean, if somebody's buying parts from, you know, an Amazon and yes. eBay, something like that, and a lot of times people are just doing a Google search. So they're, you know, 2005 Ford Mustang alternator, and they'll just pick the first one up at the top.
Yeah.
And they may not go through that process of putting in their year, make, model, specific VIN, that
yeah,
type of thing.
Point.
The research that we do to make sure that it's the right part versus what someone's going to do on a simple internet search on their phone.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Especially when you're in a panic, your car's broken, you just need it right now because you got to be somewhere in the yeah. afternoon or tomorrow.
Yeah, and Robbie deals with this every single day, and I was for a while up front, but this is a very stressful time when your car breaks, y'all. We know that. We try to make it as easy as we can, but it's not. It's an inconvenience at the least. And when state inspections come up and you end up needing something, which, believe it or not, when you come in for your state inspection, there are requirements for your car to be safe. Yeah. And sometimes you need something, contrary to popular opinion. So, yeah. All right, so let's get to, I want to get to Jonathan and Glenn Allen. Jonathan, thank you for holding on the BMW tire wobble. What you got this morning? Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Sorry for the hold.
We're good this morning. 2010 BMW 328i. The right front tire, when I'm bearing left, like merging onto the highway, going on the highway, doing a left, you know, curve or something like that, it wobbles and thumps. And it almost feels like it's about to fall off. It's obviously, I mean, I've looked at it, it's tight on the hub. And I even when I have it up, I don't have a whole lot of free movement in the tire. Drive straight, it doesn't pull, anything like that. So I was just... What do you think?
So, and Robbie, you can chime in too, and even Ryan, because Ryan's got some automotive knowledge. I will tell you, on those BMWs, there's, what, two or three ball joints on the bottom?
I was going to ask if this is a twin ball joint, lower yeah. ball joint setup.
Yeah, he may not know. Most of the time what you have is it's very hard, especially if you suspend the vehicle and you're not sure how to check for it. It's very hard to get that car under the same load as when you're going down the street. What I will tell you is that's a safety concern and you need to have it looked at. We've seen some of those things let go, and it's not pretty. It's not trying to scare you to death, but I don't. When it comes to front suspension and wobbling, you really don't want to take a chance with it. There are several other. Some of them have two, three ball joints on one side, and mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to see that unless it's at the right angle. Now, our guys know how to check for it. We know how to jack up. We know how to put certain pressure points and see the movement. We've been doing this for a long time, so we wouldn't mind looking at it for you. I mean, you know, we got a 15-minute no-wrench inspection?
15-minute no-wrench inspection.
I mean, and we may be able to see that pretty quick for you. If not, you may have to, you know, put a little bit of diagnostic time in for us to figure out what's going on. But the main goal is to make sure you're safe. And so that sounds like a safety issue to me. So I would have that checked out as soon as you could. It's a great question, though, Jonathan. Thank you.
You just at any minute you think, okay, what's gonna pop? So
yeah, and you don't want to have that. Oh, you have another one? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a second question, and this is the first question moot if I can't figure this one out because I can't get the car won't pass inspection. Okay. On the same car, it has a secondary brake light, reverse light, and license plate light in the back. The main brake lights off to the side, they work. All the secondary lights don't work. I've looked for fuses and all their German, you know, symbols and stuff. I can't find one that says this is for brake lights. But, you know, looked at all the fuses. I've looked at the wiring. I've looked for things like a ground that's popped. But, you know, obviously it's in the back and it goes all sorts of places. Do you have any thoughts about why that might not be on and the main brake lights are on?
Yeah.
The turn signals work, but the secondary stuff does not work.
Yeah. Robbie?
I want to say something about a rear fog light. Does that sound?
Yeah, they do have fog lights on them. The other thing
is... It's a rear switch controlled, and it only works on the left side.
Not
on this car. I know okay. Volvo has that fog yeah. light, but this one doesn't.
Well, yeah. The way you'd have to look at it...
That I'm aware of.
Yeah. The way you'd have to look at it is you have to go in there and you'd have to start at that light and go back and see see where it goes, look at a schematic, and just see exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, with that, he's right, with them being that many different designs. I mean, there's a lot. You could have that same car with a different lighting system sitting right next to it, same year and everything. Good, Ryan. What you got? That's just showing it?
Yeah,
that would have to be. I mean, you'd have to just look at it. You did the right thing by looking at it, and now you have to bring it to somebody. You have to probably bring it to somebody to check it out for you to be safe.
It's beyond me. Yeah. I mean, it's a neat car. You know, it's 2010, 215,000 on it so far. But all of a sudden, I got it. I got this problem that I can't figure. So it's at least two problems.
Yeah.
You know, that it just like,
When it comes to safety, though, you know, you might just take it to a reputable shop. I mean, you got certified. Certified is always available. Certified is Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30 p.m. And you've got basically what it's 804-553-9777 on Hermitage Road down by the Lidl. And it's down, so it'll be right there. And you call Robbie.
Yep, you can call and talk to me or Chris. We'll get you in. But safety stuff like that, absolutely, you want to have it looked at.
Yeah. All right. So trivia question. Let's move on. So we've got Wayne and Glen Allen who has an answer for us. So
sports car
is held together by super glue. When we say super glue, it's not like the regular super glue. It really is a super glue.
Yes.
Yeah, it's super duper strong. Actually stronger than welds. All right. Wayne and Glen Allen, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. Is it a Yugo?
A Yugo. Let's see.
Oh, wait.
Wrong. Good guess, though. It's a good guess. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you for calling, Wayne.
Thank you.
We got... All right, so let me ask you, Ryan. We got a couple more people on hold for the trivia question. And how specific do you want them to be? Just the brand? Do you want the actual model? I think
just the brand.
Okay.
That was known for this at the time.
Okay. So let's go with Ron in Richmond. Good morning, Ron. You have an answer?
Yeah, my answer is the Lotus.
Lotus. There you go. Didn't even have a chance to ask the model. It is the Lotus. As you say, Elise?
The Elise.
And Ryan, you want to speak on that? Congratulations, by the way, Ron. What we'll do is if you just remain on the line for 1 second. Adam will get all your information and tell you where you can come pick up the prize. Thank you for participating as well. It's pretty awesome. I didn't know the name. I just looked it up, and I did Google it, and it ended up being F-150. So thanks a lot, Ron. Hold on 1 second. So, Ryan, you want to explain?
So a lot of that has to do with being made with aluminum. So the Lotus Elise was a really tiny, very small sports car, made like 180 horsepower, but it was made out of aluminum. And rather than welding the aluminum, which would ruin the structural integrity of the car, they would bond it with an adhesive, a super glue.
Wow.
And then that's how they got the car together.
And I'm supposed to know all this stuff. Now, I know they started using adhesive on body panels like years ago because when I did my Nova, they were like, hey, we can use this adhesive for the quarter panel. It's better than welding. And I was like, you're not putting glue on my car. Well, they did. And it's almost 2,000 horsepower. And it holds up perfect. There's never been a problem. You can't see the line, no cracks or anything. So there's some pretty impressive glue technology.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And all the new aluminum bodied Ford F-150s, they're all glued together.
Yep.
New Corvettes glued
awesome.
Together.
All right. So when we get back from the break, we're going to have our car.
One, two, three,
four. Tunes. I don't do as good as Jeff, but Jeff worked on that for 2 years. So a little late on a break, guys. Adam, sorry about that. We are in the garage. We'll see you when we get back.
You were waiting on it.
where are we at?
In the garage.
In the garage.
Andrewski,
Ryan,
the
you remember where
whisperer.
We're at? Yeah. The car whisperer. Jeff makes stuff up all the time, doesn't he? So nice.
We miss you, Jeff.
Even a voiceover guy says I'm the top dog, but I bet you there are some people out there that are, but maybe full knowledge. I do know stuff that drives Megan crazy. I'll just go around and she'll ask questions. Then she always wants to try to prove me wrong. You wouldn't believe it. Like on her car the other day, exhaust had been making noise. I'm like, that's your exhaust. She goes, how can you? You've only been in the car for 2 minutes. I said, it's just your exhaust. I just know. So when you guys put it up in there, she was back there. I don't know if did you see her?
I saw her
crouching down, looking, see if all she wanted to know was whether I was right or not.
Well, it may not help that I'm over there going, no, it It's not there. It's not
Devil's advocate. How dare you, Robbie? So, yeah, but this is what I deal with sometimes with her. That is rough on her. You guys respect it, and it's fun, but she's always like, you're just lucky. You just get lucky with cars. Just luck. That's what she's – somebody else, though, like that she respects that she hadn't been married to for 20 years, they have a valid point. Like, she'll come in and give them a valid point. I can't be the only guy that's been married for 20 years this happens to. Ryan, how long have you been married?
8 years.
You're getting close. Yeah. Robbie, you're at 12, 10?
10.
Jeez, and these guys are young. Wow, wait till you're till you're 46. So, anyway. Oh, yeah, so this – in the garage, basically, we're getting ready to do our cartoons.
Car.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Don't make Jeff mad. I'm sure he's listening.
But in the meantime, on the parts, we're going to finish up on the parts. Just talking about being provided by customers. We were talking about, you know, what if it's the wrong part? What if it breaks? You know, if it breaks on, we put that part on your car for you, and the alternator fails. Now what do? You go down the road in half an hour. Now it fails. So who's gonna take that off for you again? And who are you gonna pay labor wise if it's that one? If it's the 2004 Taurus with the big engine in it?
That's not a small thing. That's a big deal.
That's a 3-hour job, and the average I think the average labor rate right now is about $150 in Richmond. I mean, I know we're under that, but I think most people are. That's a lot of money to have to pay twice.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason when you think, hey, just let me bring your part. There's a lot we don't see, and this is something I've learned in the last few years. You know, you go there, and being a business owner has really opened my eyes to things that I already kind of knew it wasn't as easy as everybody cracked it. Oh, they're making millions and billions of dollars. You know, it doesn't work like that. Matter of fact, most companies, when they start out, just end up being not profitable. As good as this country is, most of them end up failing in a couple of years. Doesn't matter what business it is. And so when you think about that only a few percent of the people can have and make a profitable business and make money out of their business. It's pretty discerning to hear people, you know, talk about corporations and businesses all the time, because you have to understand, my business is still a corporation. Like, when you go after these bigger corporations, whether it be Tesla or I'm not going to say Tesla, the oil companies even, right? You're going after corporations. And when you put things and laws in effect, you're going against, like, us too. So we can't battle them and lobby Washington like these other companies can. They're hammering the small business as well. So just keep that in mind, guys. There's a lot of stuff that you might think you know about business, or why can't you just do this? There's a lot of reasons usually to that.
Well, most places, they're not out to get anybody. We, as a technician, even going into a business owner spot, it's all about your reputation, your name. And if you hurt your name, you have nothing. So yeah. End all be all is we want to take care of you because we want everybody to know that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So that's what it's everything's all about, is taking care of you.
Yeah. So, all right. With that being said, it is going to be time for cartoons. Car 1, 2, 3, 4 tunes. Woo! And we're going to switch it. Robbie thought that Ryan was going to answer, but we're going to have Robbie as the answer.
Hey, I got a teammate over there.
All right. So we will let Ryan help you. So Ryan, if you don't know how this works, basically, we got a top secret line right directly to Adam that Jeff usually uses, like the red bat phone.
Well, and maybe me and Jeff use.
Yeah, he cheats. Robbie, I know Robbie knows him because he's laughing at me, sending me, you didn't know that? You're dumb, Chevy guy. Like, getting these texts. So, anyway, if you could, what happens is we'll play a song. Robbie has to try to guess it, and then Robbie and Ryan, and then we'll see if they can get it or not. So, with that being said, Adam, can we go to car? 2, 3, 4. Tunes, 1.
Pack it light or pack it heavy.
Oh, come on.
Take a truck, take a Chevy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How are you going to make
it's a country
the God
song
of country music say that nasty
word? I didn't make him say it. He's the
George Strait.
And what's the song?
I don't remember the name of the song.
See?
It was George Strait.
See, you think it's so easy when you're over here. I so love this. I've never been on the other side. You have, like, you go brain dead for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan? Yeah. Run. George Strait's Run.
Run away from the Chevy. That's
no.
It.
Take a truck. Take a Chevy
if you want to make it.
No. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Adam, can we have cartoons number 2? No idea, Robbie.
Sound like something from Top Gun. I don't know,
Robbie. You've had this song before.
Year.
What
wait,
you got, Ryan?
Wait,
it's Prince.
The little red
Corvette.
Little red, yeah. Little red Corvette.
Little red Corvette. Yes. That Ryan got that. You would have never gotten it before. You would have never gotten that.
Sound like something Top Gun would play.
All right, Adam, we got. I think we have a couple more. So,
jeez.
Yeah, we got a couple more. We got Tom. All we right. did good. I don't know how Jeff doesn't watch his time like we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you plan it to make sure I get all the songs. And...
Hey, I got to make sure that I let you sit in the hot seat for a minute. All right, Adam, can we get, I think it's three.
Drums, please.
Yep, I'm out.
He's out. Both of them are out.
Nope.
You guys have got to expect. Right, hey, nope. Adam, you know this song? I mean, you know it because I gave it
I
to
actually
you.
Actually didn't.
What?
It sounds like your radio broke. Nope.
It's summertime.
Congratulations. I know it's June.
Well, he talks about his car in the song, but it's summertime. Will Smith. Yeah, goodness.
Yeah, I'd have never.
That was before that. Before now. Before he started slapping people on stage. Goodness.
Oh, Lord.
All right. And we have time for just one more. So, Adam, let's go with cut four of car two.
Chevrolet. Oh, no, it's not. Bombo number five. I have no idea.
Oh, close. You got to listen. Let's see if you can come up with any of it. I know Adam didn't know this.
I know the title. I knew the title. But.
Do you know it? Adam did. Ryan, you looking on Google? He's trying to cheat.
No, I don't Google.
Get in my car. Oh, he don't Google. He uses a different. I hope you're on
it
FM
sounds
right now.
Familiar. It's electric?
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean, yes. Billy Ocean. You know the song?
Get in my car.
Close. Close.
Well, that's... Get out of my dreams?
Yes.
Get into my
car. What?
Yes.
What?
He got it.
How creepy.
How creepy.
My man.
It's not as bad. Billy Ocean, get out of my dreams, get into my car. It's not as bad. It's not as bad as the Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, I was going to say.
He's talking like,
maybe
hey,
Jeff's
little
Scott
girl,
there's
your daddy. They're like this really creepy song. And people are like, oh, it's all right. So anyway,
really?
All right. Yeah, this is it. We got to the end, guys, without getting the police called on us.
We didn't even get to push all the buttons make a mess for Jeff to clean up.
Nope. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you next week in the garage. We love you, Virginia. Take care.
Sure do appreciate you dropping by. Remember, if it rains, your lights go on with your wipers. Always use your turn signals. Don't forget to buckle up too, okay? You got to be safe so we can see you next Saturday, right? In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.